Off the ball, rugby.
Your face popped up on the big screen and
a couple of boos.
There wasn't a couple of boos, there was a resounding boos, but that's the ultimate compliment, you know? Let's not get sensitive about this is what happened.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richard McCormack, and on the way, Scott Beamond and Sam Monaghan on moving past Ireland's hammering at the hands of England at Twickenham. Graeme Rowntree provides an update on long-term Munster absentee Sean Clain. And Fabien Galthié provides an update on his plans for Antoine Frisch. First up today, Ireland women's head coach Scott Beamond says they've turned the page on Saturday's 88 points to 10 thrashing at the hands of England. Ireland complete their Six Nations campaign at Kingspan Stadium on Saturday against Scotland. Victory could see Ireland secure qualification for next year's World Cup by placing third behind England and France. Beamond was asked today how it went so badly wrong for his team last weekend.
Yeah, look, I mentioned straight after the game around occasion and what and how that looks and learning to compete in those arenas. And, you know, there's a piece around respect. Sometimes teams give teams they play against too much respect. I think once sort of the floodgates start open, I think there's an experience piece which is like, well, how do you control momentum when it's cascading away from you? So we've had some really good conversations this week. We've tested it a little bit in training. Judging by how training went this morning, I think girls are fully energised and ready to bounce back.
Co-captain Sam Monaghan says she's back in the mix this week, having been forced to miss the game at Twickenham. Monaghan says they've now turned their attentions fully to Scotland and are determined to put that England defeat behind them.
No, it's never easy. This team cares. You can see we were hurting after that game, as anyone would be, but you know, it's where we have to dust ourselves off. You know, them older players put your arm around a younger player and say, look, you know, this has happened, it's an experience we've experienced now, and we can bring that going into Saturday.
Beamond, meanwhile, says they have a chance to fulfil their pre-tournament ambitions this weekend.
We want to put ourselves in a position to achieve what we sort of set out at the beginning. I think Six Nations got the competition it wanted. You know, France and England are competing hard for the championship, and there's a group of four of us that kind of results are in our own hands. So, yeah, look, it carries the last weekend feel of a game that matters. It's on our shores, and hopefully we can get the people of Belfast coming to the Kingspan to support it.
Scotland will be without fullback Chloe Rolley for Saturday's game. She's been given a 3-week ban following her red card in last week's win over Italy in Parma. Munster head coach Graeme Rowntree has moved to quell fears regarding Sean Clain's fitness. The Springbok lock has been out since January with an eye injury, and reports at the weekend suggested that was more serious than first feared. But speaking ahead of Saturday's game with the Emirates Lions, Rowntree said Clain should be back for the start of next season and perhaps even the Springboks tests against Ireland this summer.
It could be. I never even thought about that. Thanks for reminding me about that. No, there was a bit of confusion, certainly in the Irish media, that his eye injury may be worse than suggested, but no, he's seen specialists in America, and he and we are very happy with the plan going forward, and he'll be available for next season. When that next season starts, I can't tell you exactly.
Last week's 5-point win over the Vodacom Bulls lifted Munster to third in the URC table, and they're now unbeaten in the competition since the New Year's Day defeat to Connacht. Rowntree was asked about building that momentum.
No, we work hard on the game. We had some disappointing results over Christmas, particularly Leinster Stevens Day, then the Connacht game, New Year's Day. We're a bit thin on the depth there with injuries, but we worked hard on the game. At times, we were looking for games for around the Six Nations. We had the Crusaders game and the Quins game away. It gave us momentum. Just worked at our game. And we've had some key men come back from injury, which has certainly helped things. And on the road, we've had some really notable wins in Wales. But last Saturday as well will be one of them. So we're in a good place. We have momentum, but we've got another huge challenge this week.
Meanwhile, France head coach Fabien Galthié claims Munster centre Antoine Frisch absolutely wants to return to France. The centre has chosen to pursue an international career with the country of his birth, and that's led to speculation Frisch could leave Munster a year before his contract is due to expire, with Toulon said to be leading the chase for his signature. Galthié told RMC in France today that he sees Frisch not as a premium player, but as a developing player. A 42-man France squad will be selected for their summer games, which begin on June 22nd against the world selection in in Bilbao. Galtier says it will be a France development squad that plays at the San Mamés and later in the summer against Uruguay, potentially opening the door for Frisch to make his France debut. Finally, Scotland lock Johnny Gray has left Exeter with immediate effect. He hasn't played this season because of a knee injury. Gray, who made 48 appearances for the Chiefs, says he's exploring other playing opportunities. He's joining Joey Carberry at Bordeaux next season. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.